What is the question?
Even if they reading books of Srila Prabhupada so many years, not attracted to Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti.
People are reading Prabhupada's books for so many years, and still they're not attracted to Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. Attraction to practice Rag Marg is told by Rupa Goswami. That's greed. Greed means desire. And sense desire is greed. So greed to worship Krishna like the Vrijbasis, that's Raganuga Bhakti. To follow the Ragatmika, Ragatmika Janas, the persons of Vrindavan, who have intense loving attachment for Radha and Krishna, like Nanda and Yashoda and parental love, and Sridham and Subal and friendly Sakya love, Sakya Ras, or Lalita Vishaka and Madhurya Ras. So this attraction to follow them, their mood of love, their way of loving Krishna, their way and method of serving Krishna, to think like them or to want to think like them or be like them or serve amongst them or associate with them and be with Krishna eternally in a loving relationship in the same mood, or it's called sthayirati, permanent loving mood, as the Vrijvasis, that only comes by the mercy of devotees. It's called praktana kripa or adonika. So it, from last life it comes, or it comes from this life, by the mercy of a devotee. So we have to, a person is actually fully practicing Raganuga Bhakti, and he's preaching about the Vrijbasis actively, and their loving affairs and relationships and services to Radha and Krishna, or let's say Krishna, and one of these different modes of love is parent, friend, lover, servant, and Vrijvasi, Vrijbhav, then that attraction may rub off on that person who associates with such a Raganugiya Bhakta. It's by Sangha, by association. So Prabhupada's books give a general, there's many things there, but they're not strictly emphasizing the Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. They're describing all different aspects of devotion and devotional practices, Vaidhi, Sadhana, and Raganuga in a small way. But basically it's the devotees, they don't have any inkling or any understanding or inkling or even desire. And that's not, you can't blame it on the books, it's not the books per se. It's just those devotees, they haven't, their consciousness has not evolved, or they have not had the fortune to have personal association with advanced devotees, Raganugiya Bhaktas, who have created such an attraction or such an interest in their heart by their association. Because we take on the qualities of our association. Like a crystal. Crystal is white, clear glass. But if you put a red object next to the crystal, then in all those different facets, angles and facets of the crystal that will reflect red. Crystal will look red. Although the crystal is colorless, it's clear by nature. But its quality, its characteristic is to reflect the quality and color, let's say the color of the object nearby it. So when the bhakta, the devotee, is like a crystal, and he reflects the color of his association. So everyone's reading the books and everyone's speaking about Vaidhi Sadhana and controlling our senses and following the program and practicing Vaidhi Sadhana, then that's all we'll that's the only thing we hear about. And even if we may, Prabhupada's books do mention Raghunuga Bhakti. It's described in Nectar of Devotion and Chaitanya Charitamrita here and there. And so people read that, but nothing happens. So it's not the books alone. It's not just by books. You don't get Krishna from books. You get Krishna from devotee. Brahmanda Brahmate Kaun Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Latabij. It doesn't say that books give you bhakti. It says that Krishna gives you bhakti. The personality of Godhead. Sri Krishna ranges from the heart, or even directly in some cases, like Lord Chaitanya giving prema, bhakti, to people he met directly, personally. Either Krishna in the heart or even externally, if Krishna is here and you're here on the planet, Krishna will give bhakti, or through the person, the devotee, Guru, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai. So Guru is a person, not a book. So bhakti comes from the devotee. So bhakti is Vaidhi Bhakti, Raghunuga Bhakti. So you get bhakti from a devotee, so you get Raghunuga Bhakti from a devotee also. You get the interest, you get the impetus, you get the inspiration, you get the attraction by associating with Raghunuga Bhaktas. That's why everywhere in the Shastras it tells the most important factor of spiritual advancement is good, superior, advanced association with advanced Vaishnavas. Then you take on their qualities, you assume and absorb their bhava and their moods of surrender and their moods of attachment. It automatically comes inside of you just by humbly serving and hearing and associating with, without offenses. If you make offenses, then everything is nullified and destroyed. The devotee gives and the devotee takes. Devotee offers something special, nice, beautiful gift of attraction and attachment. But then if you offend that devotee, then that beautiful attraction and attachment is withdrawn. So that's, Krishna doesn't like that. So this is the idea about that.